Coming up this weekend, there's a lot to be done in Scone. Joining us from the Scone Neighbourhood Centre, the great Lee Watts. How are we doing, Lee?
Really well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we will have a chat about the markets in just a moment, but we're not too far away from the auction.
Absolutely. Now, this is our big fundraising auction, and we have some absolutely brilliant items that have been donated from all kinds of people right across the area. We've got local business and community members as well. But they also include those fantastic paintings, those art paintings that we did through the Aboriginal workshops with Michelle Earle. So the school children did them. They will be up for grabs on the night. If you can't make it on the night, we're quite happy to receive a bid from you prior, just through an email to lee@snrc.com.au. But we have things like we've got Limestone Quarry has donated gravel, which you're doing a building or you're doing a house or
yes,
a driveway.
That'd be very handy.
It would be ideal. Absolutely. We've got Weekends Away. We've got... Actually, we've got a movie theatre and we've actually got our own outdoor cinema available with an operator for a movie night, so you can grab your friends and have a great movie night outdoors. Look, there's so many. All they've got to do is go to our Facebook page, have a look, and all the items are listed there, and I hope that everybody will come along and support this fundraiser. This is what keeps us open and keeps us going through the year.
Absolutely. It's going to be Saturday, August 27th from 7pm until 10pm at the Scone RSL Club. Don't miss out. I'm just checking your Facebook page and there is just so many items to mention. We could spend here half an hour going through all of them, couldn't we?
We could, and I thought I'd better stop. So. But it's fantastic how generous our community and our local businesses are to get behind us. So now I just need to get bums on seats so that we get some people in and bid and support us. So,
right.
It'll be a great night.
Make sure you're a part of it. Now, coming up this weekend, you've got the markets to look forward to.
We have. We're really excited about this. Last month, the picnic train was supposed to come along, and, of course, due to the rain, that didn't happen. So we have about 20 stallholders with our markets. Look, they've got such a greater range of things. You can come down, have a little browse, grab an egg and bacon roll, a coffee from the Made in Scone Cafe, which is on our site, which we actually run. You can sit back in the sun on the great picnic tables we have here and listen to the O's that'll be singing. And wait for that picnic train to come in if that's what you've come along for.
Yeah, so I imagine that'll be bringing a few people up for you and then taking a few people back on the day.
That's right. So there's about 400 people on the train, I believe, I've been told, and they get in to the station about 11 o'clock. I know all our stallholders are very excited. It'll be just a fantastic day here under our grass area, and look, they've got lots to offer. And as I said, 20 stallholders, it's a great feat for a small community town, and we'll be ready with lots of food, lots of entertainment, and lots of goodies that they can purchase and take away.
For anyone who doesn't know, where do they find the Scone Markets this Sunday, Lee?
Okay, it's at the Neighbourhood Centre, which is 89 Kelly Street, very straight across the road from Elizabeth Park, in that beautiful grassed area.
It'll be a fantastic day. Lee Watts, as always, thank you very much for keeping us informed as to what's coming up. We'll speak again next month.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you.